TORMIS, your mobile travel guide. Presented by the State Capital of Potsdam. With the kind support of history. Cecilienhof Palace. The Palace of Cecilienhof, or Schloss Cecilienhof, stands in the northern part of the Neuer Garten Park, a short distance from the banks of the Jungfernsee Lake. Built between 1913 and 1917, Cecilienhof was the last palace to be built in Potsdam. Kaiser William II had the magnificent palace built for his son, Crown Prince William, and the prince's wife, Cecilia, after whom it's named. The Crown Prince and his wife wanted Schloss Cecilienhof to be in the style of an English country house. With its use of traditional materials such as wood and brick, the building complex blended harmoniously with the surrounding landscape. An unusual feature is the more than 50 chimney tops on the building's roof, none of which is quite like any other. The architect skillfully structured the building around a group of courtyards, so from the outside you'd never guess that there are no less than 176 rooms tucked away behind the facades. At the centre of the house is the Grand Hall. The Crown Prince's family lived at Cecilienhof until 1945. Yet it was through its use shortly after the end of the Second World War that the residence became particularly well known. During the Potsdam Conference, the delegations from the United Kingdom, the Soviet Union and the USA convened in the Grand Hall. It was here that the heads of state and government of the victorious Allied powers decided upon how the European political map was to be redrawn. Visitors today can view the conference hall and the ground floor rooms, which were equipped with furniture from other Potsdam palaces to meet the tastes of Churchill, Stalin and Truman. On the top floor, the private chambers of the Crown Prince and his wife can also be seen. Particularly original is a room which, at the request of Cecilia, was designed in the style of a ship's cabin. Thanks for listening. The State Capital of Potsdam and History wish you a pleasant stay.